I believe a healthy mind creates a healthy life. I'm your host, Madeline Carapa, the creator of the Healthy Hustlers podcast and mama who is obsessed with self-development and personal growth. After several years of climbing the never-ending corporate ladder, I waved goodbye to a job title and salary I once thought defined my success and embarked on a life full of good health, wholesome conversations, nourishing relationships, and a career that fueled my soul. With an aim to help positively change the way you think one healthy conversation at a time, during these solo episodes, I'll share stories, insights, and practical tips and tools that I hope inspire you to shine bright through positive thinking, gratitude, manifestation, spirituality, and powerful mindset practices. If you want to remove limiting beliefs, have the confidence to embrace fear, and know that you are wildly capable of achieving your wildest dreams, then buckle up because you are in exactly the right place. Hello, lovely people. Welcome back to the Healthy Hustlers podcast. I hope everyone is well. I'm really excited for this chat, actually. I've had a really deep calling lately to chat to you about affirmations. And whenever I get these callings or I guess feelings to talk about something, I always really try to figure out where it's coming from. You know, why does it feel so important that I share this with you? This episode in particular feels so important to me because I really believe that using affirmations is one of the most useful, easy, and also powerful tools for rewriting stories we are telling ourselves. So, you know, throughout all of the podcast episodes that I do, I know it was mentioned a lot in the Dear Future Self series, but, you know, most of the healthy conversations with guests, we do hear, or, you know, the topic around limiting beliefs and affirmations does come up. So I thought this would be a really good episode of just to give you a little bit more insight into the power of affirmations and how you can use them in case you are new to this. You know, I know this episode might not be for everyone. I know that a lot of you are well and truly on your self-development path, and this, you know, might be stuff that you've been doing for quite a while. I completely respect that, and good on you if you are well past this episode. That's awesome. But for anyone that is kind of really trying to undo some of those negative stories and take that next step in their life, I feel like this will hopefully be a really powerful episode for you. So most of you would or would currently be experiencing limiting beliefs, which are ultimately holding you back from achieving or attracting something that you want. And, you know, I think that affirmations are one of the best ways to help us move through those stories and to really create a new, more empowering story. So Mark Manson, who is the author of The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck, which I'm just going to say here, I'm not a huge fan of that book, but I do like his work and I think he's got some amazing, you know, perspectives and takeouts. So Mark Manson actually describes limiting beliefs as false beliefs that prevent us from pursuing our goals or desires. And I guess limiting beliefs can be about anything, you know, they can be about your ability. It could be about your relationship or, you know, attracting a relationship or a partner. It could be about work, or it could simply just be about the world around us. So for me, you know I've mentioned this a lot, but I always told myself this story of I wasn't smart enough. And that was a limiting belief. And so by using a positive affirmation, I was actually able to positively influence and challenge that belief. By using an affirmation, I slowly started to ask myself questions like, well, why am I not smart enough? Like, how do you define smart? Like, is there a certain criteria for being smart? And I was able to kind of rewire that story and that definition of what smart actually meant in my own head, you know, so that then once I was able to rewire that, it was no longer a limiting belief for me. You know, it was no longer a negative block that stopped me going after what I wanted. By creating positive affirmations, we can slowly but surely create new and more positive beliefs by challenging those negative beliefs and those negative thought patterns that we're constantly telling ourselves. Basically, it's almost like tricking our brain, really. It's literally like tricking our brain into thinking more positive, empowering, and in a more open-minded way. So for me personally, I actually use affirmations all day long for so many different facets of my life, which is why I really wanted to chat to you about it, because I truly believe that they work, guys. Like, I really, really believe in the power of them. For anyone who is listening that's just going, yeah, 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 another whole lot of woo-woo stuff, please know that there actually is a lot of research to back up the power of affirmations. However, I do want to preface that although this practice is very easy, it does require commitment. So you can't just say something once and think your whole thought pattern and mindset will change. Wouldn't that be bloody amazing? It does take commitment. It takes time, okay? So yes, it's easy, but it takes time. So working with affirmations, you need to be committed to it, and it needs to be something that you believe, because the feeling you actually associate with your affirmation is just as powerful and as important. So there's no point that you have an affirmation that you repeatedly say, however you're sitting there feeling like, oh yeah, God, this is so far from the truth, or I don't really love my body, but I'm saying it. You know, there's no point in doing that. So that feeling that you're embodying when you're saying those affirmations will really help to influence this more positive thought pattern, which is why it's important to change our affirmations as well as they become our belief. So, you know, we don't want to start with something that we completely do not believe, because we're never going to be able to influence that thought pattern. You know, it needs where we can start small, we can influence it, and then change that affirmation to be bigger and bigger, you know? So when my story used to be that I'm not smart enough, my daily affirmation was, I am smarter than I think, stronger than I know, and wildly capable of achieving my wildest dreams. Whenever I would be in doubt, you know, whenever I'd really start second guessing myself, or I would allow the fear of judgment to creep in, I would go to that affirmation and I would repeat it as many times as I needed to bring me back to a really, I guess, more calm and grounded state. So over time, this story changed and my affirmation actually became my belief. You know, I didn't associate being smart with being book smart. You know, I started to really define smart by my eagerness to learn and to grow and to evolve. I started to really think about being smart as knowing that I was always open to learning from my mistakes. For me now, being smart is knowing that I'm human and I'm not perfect, but I'm also willing to give it a go. You know, I think those things are so much more important. And for me, that's showing smarts than being book smart, but sitting back and kind of doing nothing with your life. So, you know, you can use affirmations for any negative thought pattern you might have that is bringing you down or holding you back from achieving or calling in what you want. So this might be, I don't know, body image related. It might be about meeting the love of your life. If you are holding on to a negative story, it is actually stopping you from attracting what you want in your life. So like I said at the start, this can be so many different facets of your life. I guess for me personally, a lot of my limiting beliefs have come from my ability, not necessarily from, you know, a relationship or a body, but I know that they are, you know, a lot of people are quite comfortable with their ability, but body image might be a big thing for them. So really use these in whatever aspects of your life or facets of your life you really need to have a more positive story. So our energy as humans is one of our greatest assets. And when we can match our energy to high vibrations, we can truly start attracting more greatness. You know, when you are coming and living from a place of positivity, when the glass is, you know, half full and not half empty, you will see how you can really start attracting more of what you want in your life. You will seriously have opportunities and greatness start flowing to you because you are living from that positive headspace. And it is just such a more beautiful place to be, which is why I'm just so damn passionate about mindset and, you know, bringing you guys these episodes, because they honestly are game-changing tools and practices in your life. As I mentioned before, I use affirmations all day, every day. So I am going to be very vulnerable here, even though it feels super uncomfortable. I'm going to share a little insight into my mind, a bit of a crazy place to be sometimes, but I really want to share with you, I guess, how I use my affirmations throughout the day and why I use them. So firstly, as you would have seen if you follow me on Instagram, I'm a huge believer in the power of morning affirmations. So this is a wonderful lesson actually that came from my spiritual teacher, Gabby Bernstein, who has been a guest on the show before. So I'm not a huge morning person. I've always told myself I can't change that, but I'm rewriting that story and I've been using affirmations to reclaim my morning and I guess just set a more powerful tone for the day. So especially since becoming a mum, I really felt like I was allowing George's mood to dictate my day. And then I realized that like, that's not fair that I'm placing that responsibility on her. My emotions and the way I feel is my responsibility. You know, no matter how she decides she starts the day, she can't control her emotions. So I can control mine and I have the power to set a positive tone for the day. So I've really taken responsibility of that of late. And I guess I'm using this practice of affirmations. From the moment I wake up, I'm trying to repeat 3 positive affirmations. So they're usually generally just, I guess, whatever comes to me in that moment. But to give you a bit of an example, it would be 3 things along the lines of, I wake up feeling well rested and ready to start the day. Today is my day. I'm vibrant, full of energy and inspiration. I start the day with ease. I really like the final one to be more around like starting the day with ease, or I gracefully start my day with positivity, or yeah, I'm full of positivity and ready to start the day with ease. Or, you know, I really like the word, I think, ease or gracefully, because it's almost like, you know, you're waking up and it's giving you that little free pass, I guess, to do it on your own accord and not feel like you have to get up and rush, rush, rush and go, go, go. This really is such a great starting point as well to affirmations if you are new to them or if you're not a morning person like me. You can use these and, you know, what I've said, or you can use something that comes to you. There's no right or wrong in this at all. You just need to do what feels right, what feels good to you, okay? Really associate that good feeling with your affirmations. So by doing so, you're really setting your mind on a positive channel from the moment you wake up, really. You know, you're really setting the tone for your own day instead of letting the morning dictate the channel that your mind will be on. You know how many times you kind of can get up and then all of a sudden your morning just like takes control of you? Well, this is just such a beautiful practice to be able to take control of the morning. So I feel like it just helps create that really positive flow and energy right throughout the day. We'll be right back after this healthy break. I'm so excited to let you know my new healthy guides, free to download now from the Healthy Hustlers website. These guides have been developed based on the most popular topics that I get asked about. I believe by incorporating them into your daily lives, these powerful practices can help strengthen your intuition, connect with your soul, and harness your inner power. What you can expect: a beginner's guide to meditation featuring my top tips and easy ways to start practicing meditation today, gratitude and manifestation exercises with my favorite gratitude practices and powerful exercises for manifesting your dream life, as well as self-care rituals and mantras, including 10 easy self-care rituals you can inject into your daily life, and an intro into using mantras to overcome limiting beliefs, transforming your thoughts and creating a fresh perspective, as well as powerful journaling prompts, a kickstart into your journaling practice to help you connect with your soul and unlock your true potential. I'm always looking for new and exciting ways to support you guys on your health and well-being journey, so I really hope these can help. You can download your free healthy guides now from the Healthy Hustlers website or by simply clicking the link in the show notes after this episode. So I guess the next one for me is, with the nature of my business, I guess I do have to show up on Instagram, which I love, but I also really, really struggle with. I have a marketing background and, you know, being on the other side of the game for so many years, I have just like countless memories of the word influencer being thrown around in more of a negative manner. So when I first started the Healthy Hustlers, I hated when anyone would refer to me as an influencer. But I guess then when I thought about it, you know, and I guess, you know, thought properly, like I was putting myself out there to influence people in a positive way. So I thought to myself, I probably need to rewrite this negative thought pattern that I have around it. So, you know, now when I share anything on social media, I actually have some affirmations I use before posting content. Because for me, it's still a really vulnerable thing to do, you know. I still sit in a lot of fear every time I share something and share my thoughts online. So now before I share, I say, I share from a place of love and joy, knowing it is positively received by those who need it. So sometimes I will have to repeat that affirmation 3, 4, 5 times before posting. Sometimes I'll just share it once. I'll say it once. I'll share my photo or my whatever I'm doing. And then like an hour later, I'll go into panic mode of, oh my God, should I have said that? Oh, will some get offended? Blah, blah, blah. All of the, you know, fear and doubt comes creeping in. So I'll say that over and over again to kind of just reground me. So, you know, before I record a podcast or I film for WellWeb, the new online platform I've been lucky enough to work on, I will say several times, this one I just a bit more simple, but I'll just say, I share my wisdom and knowledge from a place of love. And that one is quite simple, but for me, it's just reminding me that I am always coming from a positive place. It can be very easy to be judged online. I still really struggle with that if people have negative comments online. And so for me, that's just a gentle reminder to myself that I'm always sharing from a place of love. So Louise Hay, who is actually, she's a famous author. You probably know her. She's a famous author, speaker, and a teacher. And she's actually really well known for the book, You Can Heal Your Life. And she talks a lot about the power of affirmations from a healing perspective. So I haven't personally worked with affirmations from a from a healing perspective, but she actually, over time, has, I guess, really popularized this philosophy of using positive affirmations for our well-being. So similar to my early approach, but Louise more goes from, I guess, that healing perspective. So an example of hers would be, my healthy thoughts help create my healthy body. So you can see by that example, Louise's is very much focused on our well-being. And like I said at the start, you know, you can use affirmations for any facet of your life where there is a negative story or something that is holding you back from being, you know, maybe as physically vibrant as you want. You know, the morning affirmations is really another example of well-being, to be completely honest. But if you are wanting to work, I guess, on your physical well-being, then Louise's work might be of interest to you. You know, I know I've already mentioned Gabby Bernstein, but she's another one from more of a spiritual angle. If that's what you're wanting to, you know, develop greater faith or connection, her work is really powerful as well when it comes to affirmations. So another story from, I guess, or way that I use affirmations is, I'm a super nervous person when I'm home alone. Well, not so much during the day, but at night, like if Ryan has to go away for work or something and it's just Georgia and I at home, I am like crazy nervous. Like Ryan just cannot believe my mind. It is nuts. Like I will literally have sleepless nights. I'll be, most of the time I'll literally go and stay with my parents or my mother-in-law's, because I will be up all night. I'd be like checking on George's room multiple times, thinking someone's crept in there. Like it is actually so crazy, the power of our mind and this, what it can convince us of. Like it will literally convince me that someone has climbed up 3 stories, like to our outside balcony, you know, on a main road, come through a locked balcony door, snuck into my daughter's room, like nuts, totally nuts. So I hated that I always felt like that, you know, especially once I had Georgia. I was like, I'm her mum. I don't want to be so nervous and scared every time that I'm home alone. So I actually created an affirmation for any time I'm nervous. And this isn't necessarily just when I'm home alone, but like, you know, if I leave Georgia with someone, you know, for a few hours, even like today she's with my brother, which is so nice. And I love that they can have time together. But like, you know, any mum will know that naturally comes with a bit of like an anxious feeling of, oh goodness, will he know what to do? Blah, blah, blah. And so I created this affirmation for any time that I get that feeling where I just say, I'm guided, I'm supported, I'm protected. And I use this in, like I said, in so many different occasions. But for me, it really helps to, I guess, recenter me and bring me back to a place of clarity and normal bloody thinking, let's be honest. But I find that a really powerful one. So if you are a bit nervous or anxious in different situations, or like, I guess it's more that fear of something going wrong, you know, like of being hurt or something going wrong, I find that a super, super powerful one. And like, sometimes I'll honestly need to repeat it 10 to 15 times to calm myself, but it will really help to reground me. Over the coming days, I'd love you to take some time to really bring some awareness to where your limiting beliefs and your negative thought patterns are coming from. You know, what's holding you back? What story are you actually telling yourself? And then I want you to make note of these and spend some time when you can of just journaling on these. You know, a really, you know, powerful little practice is doing a meditation, quite a grounding meditation. You can literally just Google grounding meditations and sitting with your journal and then really reflecting on where this negative story is stemming from. So is it something from the schoolyard? Is it something, you know, maybe your parents have instilled in you or said over time? Is it what a past partner's done to you? So once you've created some awareness for that and, you know, understood a bit more about that story, you can then move on to creating your affirmations to really help you rewrite this negative story. So every time that negative thought pattern or that negative belief pops up into your head, you can repeat your affirmation. You know, you can say that so it kind of eases that negativity of the story. So I want to give you some little takeaways before we finish the episode. I know I've talked a lot on myself today, but it was kind of just the best way to be able to show you how I use affirmations throughout the day. So whenever a negative belief pops up for me, I really try to assess it and then I create an affirmation. And so some great ways that you can really start making a real impact from your affirmations is one is to repeat it to yourself in the mirror every morning. Yes, you heard me right. I want you to stare into the mirror and repeat your affirmation. Repeat it until you feel it, till you feel it in your heart and your soul. You really, really want to embody your affirmation. Like I said at the start, there is no point in having an affirmation that you don't believe. So the mirror work, I know Rochelle Fox spoke about this in the episode I did with her. She speaks of the power of mirror work in a bit of a different way, but I love it from an affirmation. So really, look at yourself like through your eyes, look into your eyes and really, really say these affirmations until you just believe them so much that you're like bursting with them. You can also print them out. So just, you know, on Canva, you could do a cute design or you can literally just type them in Word and then print them out and place them in places that you look a lot. So obviously your mirror is another prime example. You can do it in the shit, like outside of the glass of your shower, on your desk, on your computer. You can make it at the background of your phone, wherever it is for you. You can literally, wherever's like somewhere that you go a lot, put it there so that you're just constantly seeing it. It's constantly this little trigger to repeat those affirmations. I'm actually doing some work around money mindset at the moment with Amy Bett, who is super knowledgeable on this topic, but she is a business coach who was part of the Dear Future Self series. So she was episode number one of that series. And I've had some limiting beliefs around money, I guess, which I didn't really think. Ames has been a really good friend of mine for years now. And when I mentioned to her, she's like, yeah, I can really feel them from you. And so we're doing a bit of work at the moment around those blocks. And Amy actually got me the other day to record 10 positive money affirmations that resonated with me. So, you know, I just Googled some or had a look online at ones that really resonated and felt good. And then I actually recorded myself saying those money affirmations. And then I have to listen to it. Well, I've been listening to it for 20 minutes each night as I fall to sleep. It's intense, I won't lie. But Ames really truly believes in the power of it, and I'm totally here for it. You know, I know the affirmations work. I've seen it transform so many of my other thoughts. So now I'm really focusing on doing it from a money perspective. But if this is something that's really deeply ingrained in you, if it is maybe something around relationships or body image where you've really struggled for years, it might be worth trying to do the recording and listening to that while you're falling to sleep, because there actually is a lot of research and science behind that subconscious mind clicking in once we're falling to sleep. So it's actually a really great time for us to start putting those positive influences into our mind. Like I said, it's intense, but give it a crack. And, you know, if this all seems really foreign to you, you can honestly just start so simply. You can literally just Google positive affirmations, positive body affirmations, positive, you know, relationships affirmations, positive money affirmations. Like, there's literally affirmations for everything. So you can literally Google them and just find something that resonates with you. Say it out loud, and if it feels good, yeah, awesome. That can be your affirmation for now. So the aim is to just start. Honestly, guys, it's like any of this work, any personal development work, is it's just about starting. But then I promise, once you believe in the power of it, you will never look back. And please know, I'm also always here for you. If you want to reach out to me on Instagram, my Instagram is just Madeline Carafa. Send me a DM. Just tell me what you're struggling with, and I will help you create some positive affirmations around that. You know, I'm really here to support you. It's why I do what I do. It's why I do these episodes. So please never, ever hesitate to send me a message. I'm totally here to support you. And yeah, like always, I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, of course, please leave a 5-star review. But otherwise, I will see you guys next week. Thanks again for joining me.
Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please hit the subscribe button and leave a 5-star review. For any products mentioned in today's show, please check the show notes below and hit the direct links. If you'd like to suggest a future guest, please follow @TheHealthyHustlers on Instagram and send through a direct message. Until next week, don't forget to invest in you.